The in the parasha over here, we have an inyan that comes in, interestingly enough, both in the beginning and the end, and it's sort of it's in the background in a subtle way, and yet it's an inyan that needs a beer to get it down exactly. The parasha starts with the inyan of Bikurim. In Bikurim, there is the Chiyuv of Hava, and so on and so forth. And then it finishes off, it says, V'samachta b'chol ha-toiv ha-shenosu ha-shem l'kecha l'veisecha, ata v'lei v'egeash b'rkebecha. So there's a Chiyuv to be sameach b'chol ha-toiv, and it's kilu part of the mitzvah, or the end, it's the final point of it, actually. And Rashi says, Mikan omri inkarim mikro Bikurim b'zman ha-simcha m'atzeres ha-rechag. So the din simcha is actually expresses itself in halacha. It has to be done at a time that is man simcha. I don't think Rashi means to say it's a chazal, but I don't think he means to say that it's coming to tell me that is the etzem halacha v'samachta, but rather v'samachta, in order to be mekayim v'samachta, it has to be in a zman that shayach to simcha. So since the Zman HaSimcha is Matzah Sarachag, that's the Zman that it's Shayach to bring it. But the point is, the mitzvah is, the Siyam HaMitzvah is the V'samachta. It is to be Misamech, Samech with it. And B'mele, in order to have a Samech, you need to have a time frame that's right for it. So we have to understand, first of all, like all in Yanim, it's very hard to mandate specific emotions. We talk about Av and Yira, and the general understanding is that they are listed in terms of Hisbainus and so on, to think about it and to bring about the emotions. But Simcha has its unique facet, Dafkin is over here, that a person has a Chiv Simcha. Also, Simcha is something that is Shayach to the Olam HaMitzvahs and Klolius. It's something that's Shayach to all the Mitzvahs. The Torah chooses Dafkin Bikurim to put down the Chiv Samachta. Well, Dovay Medarsheni, of all the Yanim, why Bikurim? It's a nice mitzvah, a person brings the first fruits of everything and so on and so forth. It's a mitzvah that we understand, but there are a lot of other mitzvahs like that, and that we could have a person that is Shayach to a person's bounty and so on, and Maisris and Trumis and so on and so forth. And yet there is no din of the V'samachta the Torah specifically lists over here. The in the next parasha, which is the Bir Maisris, once again it says, I did everything, Nasati Lager La Mani, Lager Yasam La Mana, Kechol Mitzvos Chashatzi Visoni. So Rashi says also, V'amartel of Nesha Makech, and so on. So Rashi says over here that Somachti V'simachti, or Sisi Kechol Chashatzi Visoni, Samachti v'simachti boy. I was sameach and misameach with it. So the he's giving sort of a, I guess he's giving an understanding mitzad the pasuk. The pasuk says lo yachalti boni mimenu, lo yibarati menu betomei, v'nasati menu lemeis. The surim are listed in Gidrei Meis, and Rashi and Ramban have the Ramban has a whole asik here. I mean, Chur, there's no real special din of mace. There's an issa to use it for anything but food, and there's an issa to be metamit. But the lechalti ba'oini and lesatmen le mace, there's an emphasis on misa that's a little bit out of place over here. And so Rashi is saying, Shemati v'ashem l'koresh asisi kol shat tzivisoni, the tzivisoni is going lafuke mace. On that Rashi says, Somachti v'simachti. So it's interesting. If you're asking the iser of Maisa Sheni, the bed of Maisa Sheni is when a person is using it for mace, for misa, and the toiv is when he's doing it samachti v'simachti. Well, that was it's interesting that should be the context for it. The last place, I mean, where we see this inyan of Simcha in our parsha is the in the end, towards the end of the Teichacha. It says, why, well, Akash Baruch Hu bring all these klolos? Tachas asher levaltas Hashem lekecho besimcho v'tov levov meroiv koil. So the pashut pshat in the pasuk is, you didn't worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu when things were going well and things were doing good, and even in the best of times, you weren't besimcho with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so mainly you get all these yisurim and so on and so forth. The Rambam and the Kuzari both darshan this pasuk, that it means, means not that while things were going good, that's Meirov Kol, but is you didn't do the mitzvahs bisimcha. And both of them, the Kuzari and the Rambam, learn that it's a big inyan simcha mitzvah, and they learn from here the sheirish of simcha to kol ha'tarei kula. So it's a shlomah to the inyan before, and it needs an understanding. The pasuk is saying that this is the harsh teichacha, isn't Kisava? Kisava is the harsh teichacha, and it's finishing off that a person didn't do it because he wasn't sameach b'mitzvahs. Mela the pashta pshat that you learn that when things were good and everything was going well, you didn't bother to do mitzvahs. We can understand that that's why there's a churban. According to the Rambam and the Kuzari, that learn that it's a chiyuv of simcha shel mitzvah. So if a person doesn't do simcha shel mitzvah, why? I mean, he did the mitzvah. There's a hidur to do the mitzvah kavanis, but if he's not doing it besimcha, there's something terribly wrong, and it causes the thing to fall apart. It needs a hesber. Bechlal, in the world of simcha and etzev, when you talk about simcha versus etzev, the concept of etzev, which we translate as being sad, depressed, down, whatever, is also the word for avodah zarah. Etzev is atzabeim is avodah zarah. You can just say simply that it's a negative term and use it for both. But I think there's a very specific nekuda why avodah zarah is called atzabim, and the etzev and atzabim. It's not just the pshat that they're annoying and they're bothersome and they're bad. There's something very specific why atzavim is shayach to the oilam of avodah zarah. You find the opposite also true. Eruach hakodesh is shorah only besimcha, nevuah shorah only besimcha, vayikim menagin amenagin. It says that as long as he was sad, as long as he wasn't in a good spirit, there was no nevuah. It says on Yoina that he had Ruach HaKodesh, Simchas HaSheva. So you see that Atzvus belongs, it's not just another chelik of the wonderful Midas Tovos that a person should use Avodas Hashem. It's something that belongs something to the very core of the Ra in the world. Misa, the first place where Itzavin is mentioned in Torah is with the Xeras Misa, Arad Marishan. So the Beitzavin is Chavis Klala. The Avod Zorah is called Etzev. Simcha's Gorim Ruach HaKodesh, and so on. So we see that Simcha and Etzev are two very, very shorishdike inyanim, and we need to be oimed on what's the shorish of Simcha and Etzev. One more place, there's a Zorah Kodesh. The Zorah Kodesh says, we begin kach. There's a pasuk that says, "Birchas Hashem hitashir v'lo Yosef etzev imo." That there's a bracha of Birchas Hashem is mashir, and there's no etzev that comes with it. So the Zohar Kodesh says, "Tochazi almatato kaima lekavlo tade." The lower world is always standing to be makabel. Ikri even tova, the alma ilor lo yovle ella ki gavna di kaima. The higher world gives to the lower world only based on its situation. In other words, this is a yisoid that says everywhere that even though mitzad de mashpia, it's possibly mashpia an awful lot, but mitzad the ashpa is totally to the mekabel. But the conclusion here is very different. It says, "Iihu kaima b'nehiru de'anpin mitata." If there is simcha lamata, Kidein hochi naharli me'ela, there is a ha'ara lamala. In other words, when a person is besimcha, he radiates. So when the tachtonim of besimcha, kiyochol, the panim el yoinim are also besimcha, they radiate, they're mashpia. The il kaima bat sivu, and if the lower worlds are downcast, sad, yahavile dino bekavle, they get back din. Kigavna do ivdas Hashem besimcha, that's why it says in the pasuk ivdas Hashem besimcha. Chedva de barnash, a person's happiness, moshech legabe chedva achrei lo, is moshech a different simcha from lamala. Hachinami hay alma tato, kigavna di yisatras, hachi imshech melamala. So it says here that the most vital mida in terms of a person's being mekabel from lamala is simcha, and it's not just after tzaddikim or rishoyim. It says the zelu maseh, the relationship of mashpia and mekabel depends on simcha and on atzvas. I mean, we're talking about the soid and sheirish of all reflections melamal lamata. Why simcha and atzvas? And we understand very well that nevuah is a primary example of this. That we mentioned before, that when a person is ba'atzvas, there's no nevuah and so on, is all because it's true about hashpah at its root, it's going to be true here also. So let's try to understand this yisoid and understand its oimek over here. There are sometimes we confuse two terms, simcha and tainug. Tainug is pleasure, enjoyment, simcha is happiness. Shabbos is tainug, yontav is simcha. They have a kesha, but there's a very significant difference. Let's give an example. A person is built so that every chelik of his body has a feedback to the person to tell him whether it's good or not good. The marshal, a person puts a hand in water. If the water is hot, the hand signals it's hot, pain. If the water is too cold, it signals cold, pain, and so on. It's possible that a person have very mixed feelings. He puts one hand in hot water, one hand in lukewarm water. The hot one sends a pain signal, not good. The other one sends a signal, okay, fine. Every single aver in a person's body has in itself nerves that sort of give a person a feedback of good, not good. A person can be eating food and the food tastes very good. He happens to be sitting on a nail and his feet send a message, pain. And it's not a stira. The tainug of the achila is a tainug. The tsar of the nail that he's sitting on is a tsar. And one has nothing to do with the other. Oneg is a very localized sensation of pleasure. And tsar is a localized sensation of pain usually. And that's where oneg tsar, that's the axis on which oneg tsar play out. But then there's a deeper hargosha. A person in life is successful. You have a person who, lamashal, I don't know, he broke a hand, needs a cast, and goes to the hospital. But his business is doing very well. His kids do great in school. He has a lot of nachas from them. People like him, and he likes them. And things are going well. So his hand hurts, but he feels good to be alive. It's good to be alive because life is good. I am happy that I am because being is good. My existence is positive and it feeds back as positive. Another person has a lot of problems and a lot of different things are going bad, and then he breaks his hand and he says, that's it. I don't want anything. Give me a gun, I'll shoot myself. Life is terrible, so on and so forth. That is because in his general sense and perception of his existence, he perceives it as being bad, painful, meaningless, frustrating, etc. So just like a person can have specific it has specific feedbacks on specific Ivarim with specific feedbacks of pain and pleasure. That's the world of Tainuk. There's a feedback on existence itself. Is it good to be? Is it not good to be? That is the feeling of Oneg and Tsar on the Kololius Adam, and it has its name, and it's called Simcha versus Etziv. So Simcha is something that is the Hargosha of Chiyus b'Kololiusa, when there's a positive, pleasurable sense of being and existing, then the person has a Hargosha that's called Simcha. And when there is a feeling of pain or no pleasure from living and existing, then the person is ba'atzvas. It's not a chiddush that it's an awesome inyan when the bracha that we make on simchas is shechiyonu b'kimanu b'gyanu. When a person has a simcha, he makes a bracha that is alive, because life is good. Simcha is when a child is born, there's a simcha. When a person gets married, every time there's a tosefes of chiyus in the world, when something very basic on the chiyus of the world is increased, the bracha shechiyanu. Whenever there's a giroyen of chiyus, whenever a person la'olena dies, and so on, that's when atzvus is sholeit, and be'etzev is the midah. Avodah Zarah and versus lahavdol, all the world between Avodah Hashem and Avodah Zarah reflects itself in another knesh as well. Besides the emes shabai, a person who's maimin in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is maimin that life has in itself a meaning that is positive. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechalik chiyus to the person, and that sense is very, very positive. When Avodah Zarah has no tachlis or purpose. Avodah Zarah is something which, it's a recognition that there are forces in the world, but there's nothing that is a person is looking out towards. His life doesn't have any meaning. He comes into a world, and there are pains and pleasures, but the overall sensation of chiyus, of chayim, has no meaning whatsoever. He happens to be here. The Avodah Zarahs you have to be kind of very careful with. They've got a temper, the Avodah Zarahs, and they could be bribed, and so on and so forth. But there is no joy to be living, because it doesn't mean anything to be alive. So the yesod of simcha in the world is the hargasha of a tam, of a likus, the sense that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the shorish achayim, vayipach be'apov, so that in the shorish of my chayim is where I have a sense of something that is a likus, that's kulei toiv. And that hargasha, the pleasure of having that nishmas alikim, that vayipach be'apov, is a pleasure that is not just a particular pleasure in the apov. It's the pleasure of the entirety of my life is meaningful. Everything that happens and happened to me and I am is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Versus Avodah Zarah that's called Atzovim. They are depressing be'etzim, because the emunah in Avodah Zarah it castrates life from anything of meaning. It happens to be, and within the framework of life, a person can do things that are pleasurable, and he could not do things that are pleasurable. But the chayim itself carries no... To be alive or not to be alive is one and the same thing. A person who is a person who's completely nichras, chas v'shalom, and a person who's living is one and the same. He doesn't feel anything, so he doesn't feel a lack of if you're dead, you don't feel that you're hungry, and you don't feel anything. I always say that the Sefer Iyov, the Kfir in Iyov, the battle is not whether HaKadosh Baruch exists or not. He's fighting with HaKadosh Baruch. But his statement that to die is as good to live, if not better. Chiyus carries in itself no tainug as such. Misa, where over there the Eved and the Odin, the murderer and the victim, everybody lies together quietly and everything's come to a rest. That sort of called happiness and anticipating death is the sheirish of where Eov's vikuach lies. So we have two koiches in a person, atzvus and simcha, which define the person's sensation of his existence. So you can have a person besimcha that has tzar, just like the mashal we gave. A person, business is going fantastic, society adores him, he has tremendous thousands of kids, and he broke a hand and it's very painful. But that's pain, and this is simcha. They don't at all have anything to do with it. They exist on two different planes. But that is, and same thing, a person who's ba'atzvus, and his senses, everything is going kaput. So even if he's eating a very tasty meal, he doesn't taste anything because the general sense of atzvus dampens any form of tainuk because the big picture in itself is bad. Those are the two central meters of simcha and atzvus. How a person deheres and how a person feels, you know, it's the simcha and the atzvus are really tolu in the person's tfisa of his existence. If a person is tefis his existence as being elikus, and that's his metzias, and everything that it goes through this world is there to bring out the nitzitz, to develop it, to give it what it can get from this world, but his life is a chelik of elikus, and that's where it gets its meaning from, and its substance. Then the person is besimcha, and every time he does a mitzvah, he touches on that nekuda. So just like when a person is successful, every time he gets a reminder, you know, people are saying that you're a role model, that your kids are the way kids should look, that what you've done in your job is incredible, etc., etc. Every time a person it presses that button, it's a me'ur, the entire simcha of the person. And that's why when a person lives, when his sense of the world and existence is that's what Adam is, and that's what his metzias is, then the person is besimcha. If a person doesn't have that sense, he lives with the here and now and the things and so on and so forth, then he is very, very limited. Then the overall picture is depressing. So if I eat another potato and eat another potato, what's going to give it to me? The people who have everything are usually from the most depressed people, because the other people still think the simcha will be around the corner when they attain the house, the car, the whatever it is that they're missing. So they can be toiler that simcha is around the corner. So they have simcha because there's an anticipation of simcha. But the person who has everything and he's bored of it, that person is usually a very depressed person, because do I have to go through 100 years of this? I have to live 70, 80 years of going from one nothingness to another nothingness? A person who is otsev lives in a world that's devoid of any HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But male life in its total is meaningless. This food tastes good, this sport is pleasurable, this is that. But the picture as a whole is nothing. It means nothing. And b'meila, it's nowhere. So the yisoid of simcha and atzvus are the yisoid, it is the most basic tfisa a person has of the world around him. It's the tfisa of his own metzias. Simcha is a positive tfisa in entire existence, and it's very strongly allied with an emunah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And atzvus is a sense of nothing more than the pieces, and b'meila a very big tsar, that the person, I enjoy this, I enjoy this, but life as a whole is meaningless. If I were or if I were not, and when I will not be, it's all the same. It really makes no difference. So that is the distinction between these are really, these two midas are. B'meila, we asked that in the Parshas Bikurim, of all the places, of all the mitzvahs in Parshas Bikurim, is the place that we talk about simcha. When Be'etzem it's a chiv in every mitzvah. The teretz is Bikurim deals with the racious. It's the mitzvah of hakara in the racious of everything. It's the very, very first fruit, and from this point onwards, everything will start blossoming. It's as if I was toifus in the person of Vayipach Ba'apov. I am toifus in the person, the beginning of his peiris. The kriyas bikurim that we say goes back to the racious of Klai Yisrael, Arami Ovid Avi, and Akash Yisrael Mitzrayim. Bikurim is a mitzvah that touches on the racious of a person's mitzvahs and the racious of Klai Yisrael's mitzvahs. Wherever you touch the Shairish, then Tainug becomes Simcha if it's there. The Tainug of being Yisrael, of being that Yisrael, those tanugim at its racious is simcha, because everything at its shayrish is when you teifis it at shayrish, you teifis it with the tzur of simcha. The pasuk when it says that you can't use it for a mace, and you can't use it for oni and so on, the pasuk emphasizes. That when the pasuk emphasizes that it can't be used for mace, the opposite of mace is simcha. Samachta v'simachti, nanatati l'mace mimenu, and so on, lochalti bo natati mace. The Torah is saying wherever the bad is something that is shayach to the olam of misa and etzev, then the toiv is shayach to the world of simcha. So that's where Rashi is coming from. If what I shouldn't have done was to take Mises and bring it to the world of Misa, then what I should do, the Kolash Tzivisani, is going on Simcha and so on. And that's the Pshat and the Teichacha. Tachas HaShavat HaShem Simcha Tzuv Leivav. Nothing in the, anything that is not, is lacking life. A body lolein, a minute after Ptira, it still feels like a body, looks like a body and so on, but it's disintegrating. Because the minute you take the spark of life out of something, then it disintegrates. So tachas avati Hashem alkecha b'simcha b'tuv leivav meroiv koil. The pasuk is saying that when a person is once you take the spark of life out of mitzvahs. If a person doesn't look at himself and say, what a wonderful life I have, so much chance to become a big person, a ruchnistik person, Dovek HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you don't have that, the mitzvahs will fall away. It's just like if you don't have anything in this world that's moving, if it's not accelerating, will come to a stop because of friction around it and so on. There is no ruchnistik lifestyle that can exist on autopilot. If a person doesn't have the simcha of the whole picture together, then, so the pasuk is saying, if you want to know why all this is coming to you, the shorish to look at is the simcha of tov leivav. I want to also explain an opposite point over here. There's a Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara says that there's a stira in Shir Hashirim, in Koheles. It says in one place that L'simcha zu mazu oiseh, and another place it says that simcha is the best thing. So the Gemara says this is a simcha shal mitzvah, and this is not a simcha shal mitzvah. And then the Gemara brings in Tainis that there were two batchanim. There were two people. Eliyahu HaNavi told, I forgot, one of the Tanoim, he was standing in the Shuk, and he asked him, is anybody here Ben Olam Haba? He said, no. Then two brothers came along, and he said, Eliyahu HaNavi said, they're Ben Olam Haba. So he asked them, what's your problem? What's your job? What's your tafkid? They told him, we're batchanim. And whenever we see somebody who's in a bad mood, we're mevatchen daitaihu, and we make him feel good. So, it's a good, it's a nice thing. So Chazal say, Chazal Mamshech, and they say, and that's why a person should always be doing things not mitoch atzvus, but mitoch simcha, and not mitoch holus, and not mitoch holus, but rather mitoch simcha shal mitzvah. So they're giving us a very fine line over here. There's holus and things like that, and then there is atzvus and there's simcha shal mitzvah. What are these batchanim doing? Bechlal. We always speak about batchanis as a bad thing. You know, somebody who's just making jokes all the time and carefree and, you know, hefker and so on and so forth, that's bad. Yet these batchanim are good because everybody saw that person, they would be mevadeachim. If batchanis is a bad midah, in other words, when we say something about treifa food, you shouldn't eat treifa stuff, but if you're someone in a bad mood, a little treifa will cheer him up, and so on and so forth. I mean, if it's a bad mood, could you speak lashon hara to cheer up somebody who's in a bad mood? If batchanis and litzanis is bad, then how do you distinguish between when it's good and when it's not good? And I know, very few other midas that minadina muta when somebody's in a bad mood. We make a lot, we mat a lot of things for ourselves, but where is there something, a midah raw? So the pshat's like this. It says that every litzanis is also except for litzanusa d'avodah zarah. So litzanis has a mokum in litzanusa d'avodah zarah. And adrabat, it does a chiyuv to be mislay d'avodah zarah. Let's understand the oimik of the mid of litzanis and understand where it has a mokum, where it doesn't have a mokum. Litzanis is something that destroys value. It destroys the meaning of something. It's a very powerful poison. A person comes along and he thinks that Kadosh Baruch Hu is a Melech Ram V'Nisa and he's maimed a person ledin, and the person is hired to give a din for everything that for every little thing that he did, and a person is it's very impressed. Somebody makes a joke. And basically, he deflates that entire structure, and that is a churban. The person, so now the person doesn't care when it's emes. Just like if I warn somebody, let's say about driving when he's drinking, and I tell him the sakana and I frighten the person, and then someone comes along and makes a joke out of it, and it's gone. So I was machriv something, and it's a terrible, terrible thing. Let's go the other way around. Let's say a person is worried about things that are be'etzem empty. A person is very worried about something that's really not significant. Let's go to Avodah Zarah. I'm very, very scared that from this little pestle, there's a pestle that's very frightening, and I'm scared of it. And somebody comes and debunks it, and he makes a litzanis out of it. That is destroying Avodah Zarah, and that's a very positive midah. I brought out the emes by showing that this pestle that looks frightening is a piece of wood that you can pop popcorn on it or something. You can put it in a fire and make something funny out of it. I basically have been oiker a toast, a something that appeared to be important, and it's not important. When I use the mid of Litzanis to take away the chshivas of things that are not important, then I did a tremendous thing with it. In other words, the batchanim over here, when a person is depressed in the big picture, the reason is because the core of his world is not a Kadosh Baruch Hu. If it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu be'emes, there's never a time to be depressed. There's a time to be tense. There's a time to be worried. There's a time to be geared to do something. It pushes a person to do things. But depression, there's no misa. There is nothing. Misa has no makom in the Heichal Hashem. The Kohen Gadol was always Neichel Hashem, did not go out for a mace because Misa has no kiyum over there. It's kula chiyus. Misa is also an illusion. It's also temporary. It's davuk trechaya chayim, and that's its mitzias. So if a person is depressed about other inyanim, that means that he says, what's the point of my life if I wear shmatis and I'm always struggling to make a dollar, and you know, and this is not going well and that's not going well, and so on and so forth. Der hargosha is a hargosha that has no makom to a person who's maimin, that if he's dovek to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything else are problems, they're issues, but they are not cause for depression. So the batchanim would lighten, when if they saw people depressed, they would poke fun at specifically the thing that depressed them. There was megala, a deeper emes. If the type of car you drive and the type of suit you wear and the type of gadget that you have is shtusim, then there is an emes in the bria, and that emes, when I strip away the stuff that's not significant, I'm left with the stuff that is significant. That's Simcha Shel Mitzvah. If I take off, the Batchanis was there to take off the shtusim that taking the place of a center of his life, and they were being ma'atz of him. And that's why when the Batchan got rid of it, the person left Simcha Shel Mitzvah. It didn't, he wasn't headed with the Batchanis towards Tzchoik. If a person's Batchanis leads him to be a person, doesn't care this way, that way, unimportant things, then it's poison. But if he uses it to strip away the things that are not important, it's just like sometimes if you put acid on a person, it's terrible because it burns up something vital. But you use acid to take off a growth or to take off a callus or take off something like that, because that has to be removed. So when you use the batchanis specifically for those inyanim, then you give the person back his chiyus. When you take off the stuff that the grime that's on top of it, the bottom of it is toiv. So Nimtzina Lemedim in the parasha over here, from the last parasha in Torah, we have a tremendous. We're going back to the sheirish of Avodas Hashem in terms of midas. The midah that is the litmus test of whether a person, if the core of his life is HaKadosh Baruch Hu or not, the midah that defines that is simcha. If my sense of life is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then a person is besimcha. And if the core of his life is avodah zarah, it doesn't have to be avodah zarah mamish, it could be anything other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then his sense is atzvos. In a mokum of atzvos, there's no shoras hashchina, there's no ruach hakodesh, there is nothing toiv, and even the toiv that is going through the motion will disintegrate and fall apart because it has no chiyus. Everything dead in the bria falls apart. And that's why in the Teichacha, the Torah tells us the reason why all this happened, where did it come from? It came from the fact that we didn't live with that, the hair of simcha and so on. The Bikurim, the mitzvah Bikurim is a mitzvah is a mitzvah of tapping into the sheirish of Klal Yisrael and the sheirish of your own person, and that's why it's mukaf with simcha. It's v'simachta v'shem al-kecha, because a person understands the sheirish of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything that's come is come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So however it manifests itself, more or less, whatever it is, the person, it relates to the sheirish and the hazard of simcha. In the, these are the days when the Sifri Chaim and Mesim are open. And we understand that, on the one hand, we're looking at Simcha and Misa. That's one part, Chaim and Mavis. You know, that's the Xeria, the Din, and so on and so forth. On a deeper level, our determination of Chaim and Mavis on ourselves is totally, like it says in the Zohar Kaddish, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midas come as we are. It's not only in specific things. For example, if it's stuck, there is a midah that could be done on a specific. But on a deeper oifin, if a person is benehiru anpin, if a person is besimcha, means he deheres life right. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it is. And therefore, to be in Sifri Chaim means that we live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu as life and as the center of life, and we relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as life and the center of life. That's Chaim. And Mavis belongs to the world of Atzvos and the world of Avodah Zarah, and so on and so forth. Of all the of